This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we bring our series called Strategies for Stressful Times to a close. In these lessons, Rick shares biblical wisdom for navigating difficult and stressful times so that you can experience God's peace and thrive in any situation. But before we get started, we want to let you know that very generous friends of the ministry are offering a $100,000 matching grant. That means every dollar you give right now to help Daily Hope share the hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000, making your gift go twice as far. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. Now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Jesus' Secrets of Resilience.
Some are called to be accountants. Some are called to be school teachers. Some are called to be cab drivers. Each day, you need to ask, am I moving toward my purpose? And that leads me to the fifth principle of resilience that we learn from looking to Jesus as our model. And here's what Jesus did. Number five, focus on what matters most. Focus on what matters most. Now, this is the principle of concentration. We've talked about, motivation, and we've talked about the compassion of God. This is the principle of concentration. And what I mean by this is when you know where you're headed and you focus, then you're not distracted by less important things. It's a matter of priorities. You know what matters most in life, and you focus on those things. As I said, everybody has a plan for your life. You know what I've discovered? That if Satan can't get you to do wrong, he'll just wear you out with too many good things. Yeah, good things. There are a lot of good things you shouldn't do. Did you know that? Jesus was a master of concentration. He was a master of focusing his life. He focused his life like a laser, and he refused to be distracted. Let me show you some verses. Luke 9:51. Here's an example of this principle. As the time drew near for his return to heaven, Jesus moved steadily onward toward Jerusalem with an iron will. That's the Living Bible. What does that mean? He had a goal. He knew what his goal was. He knew he was going to die in Jerusalem. He's persistent. He's determined. He's focused. He focuses. He's clarified his priorities. Paul's the same way. Paul says, this one thing I do. Paul didn't say, these 40 things I dabble in. That's what we do. We dabble in 40 things. This one thing I do. If you want your life to count, if you want your life to have impact, focus is the name of the game. You know, you have incredible spiritual potential, but the barrier is often you haven't really settled what's most important. You know, I don't really have time to serve God. I would rethink that one. Okay, I would rethink that, knowing that one day you're going to stand before God and he's going to say, what did you do with what you were given? You know, some guys gave that same excuse to Jesus. Lord, let me first go do something else before I follow you. And that phrase, let me first, that's always the problem, me first. You can't say, Lord, let me first. Lord and me first are contradictory. Jesus said in Luke 9:62, anyone who lets himself be distracted from the work that I planned for him. God has planned a work for you to do. Anyone who lets him be distracted from the work I planned for him is not fit for the kingdom of God. The older I get, the more I realize selection is the name of the game. Lots of opportunities, lots of options, but the key to effectiveness is selection. 1 Corinthians 10:23 says this, we're free to do anything, but not all things are helpful. Not all things are profitable. Not all things are wholesome or constructive to your character and your spiritual life. I love that, the way it's brought out in the Amplified Translation. What is he saying? Some things aren't necessarily wrong. They're just not necessary. That's one of the keys to resilience. It's one of the keys to stress resistant. Now, here's the sixth secret of resilience that we learn from looking to Jesus as our model. This is a big one. Number six, spend time alone with God. Now, this secret of resilience and this secret of stress resistance may be the secret that you do the least, spending enough time alone with God. And yet it is absolutely essential to building a resilient spirit and managing chronic stress. It is the principle of meditation. You know, prayer is a great stress reliever. It's a decompression chamber. It's cathartic. It's one of the ways to unload your burdens. The Bible says in Luke 22:39, it was Jesus' habit. Notice this on your outline. It was Jesus' habit to go to the Mount of Olives to pray, and his disciples followed him. Circle the word habit. How do you develop a habit? Well, a habit is something you develop through practice and through repetition. It's not a habit unless you do it over and over and over. It was his habit to go to the Mount of Olives. He would leave the city of Jerusalem, go across the valley to the Mount of Olives and pray there. Now, this next verse says, in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Do you have any time like that in your life? You need quiet times to renew, to reflect, to recharge. I want to challenge you on this principle of resilience. Study that Jesus was convinced of the fact that no matter how busy he was, he took time to get alone with God and pray. In Luke chapter 5, verse 15 and 16, we have a good example of it. It says, news about Jesus spread even more, and crowds came to hear him to be healed. But Jesus often slipped away to be alone so he could pray. Now, circle the word often. Often means frequently. If Jesus felt the need to frequently leave the crowd and get alone with God, how much do we need that? You know, I say as a pastor, the larger Saddleback gets, the more I find myself personally seeking solitude.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you ever feel like your prayer life has become inconsistent or routine and needs a boost? Then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This year's theme, Experiencing God's Peace, will help you tap into God's power and presence as you discover the keys to praying with passion and purpose. This journal features a soft-touch vegan leather cover and 235 beautifully designed pages filled with over 150 life-changing Bible verses, photos, and artwork. It's a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. As you use this journal, you'll be amazed at how faithful God is to answer your prayers. You'll be reminded every day how much God loves you and wants to be part of your life. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope reach people around the world with the hope of Jesus, we'll send you this brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't delay. Visit PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 to get this year's brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal. And all this month, any gift you give will be matched by very generous friends up to $100,000. This matching grant is only available until midnight, December 31st. So please contact us today. Again, that's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support. And don't forget to tell us that you listen to Daily Hope on the radio.
Now, back to more from God's Word with Pastor Rick Warren.
The older I get, the more I realize selection is the name of the game. Lots of opportunities, lots of options, but the key to effectiveness is selection. 1 Corinthians 10:23 says this, we're free to do anything, but not all things are helpful. Not all things are profitable. Not all things are wholesome or constructive to your character and your spiritual life. I love that, the way it's brought out in the Amplified Translation. What is he saying? Some things aren't necessarily wrong. They're just not necessary. That's one of the keys to resilience. It's one of the keys to stress resistance. Now, here's the sixth secret of resilience that we learn from looking to Jesus as our model. This is a big one. Number 6, spend time alone with God. Now, this secret of resilience and this secret of stress resistance may be the secret that you do the least, spending enough time alone with God. And yet it is absolutely essential to building a resilient spirit and managing chronic stress. It is the principle of meditation. You know, prayer is a great stress reliever. It's a decompression chamber. It's cathartic. It's one of the ways to unload your burdens. The Bible says in Luke 22:39, it was Jesus' habit. Notice this on your outline. It was Jesus' habit to go to the Mount of Olives to pray, and his disciples followed him. Circle the word habit. How do you develop a habit? Well, a habit is something you develop through practice and through repetition. It's not a habit unless you do it over and over and over. It was his habit to go to the Mount of Olives. He would leave the city of Jerusalem, go across the valley to the Mount of Olives and pray there. Now, this next verse says, in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Do you have any time like that in your life? You need quiet times to renew, to reflect, to recharge. I want to challenge you on this principle of resilience. Study that Jesus was convinced of the fact that no matter how busy he was, he took time to get alone with God and pray. In Luke chapter 5, verse 15 and 16, we have a good example of it. It says, news about Jesus spread even more, and crowds came to hear him to be healed. But Jesus often slipped away to be alone so he could pray. Now, circle the word often. Often means frequently. If Jesus felt the need to frequently leave the crowd and get alone with God, how much do we need that? You know, I say as a pastor, the larger Saddleback gets, the more I find myself personally seeking solitude. It was the famous philosopher Pascal who said, most of our problems, man's problems, come from our inability to sit still. Psalm 46 says, be still and know that I'm God. Sit down and shut up. Would you agree that noise is a stress? Well, let me give you a suggestion. Start your morning with God instead of your phone, instead of TV, instead of radio. Set your mood with the good news. Colossians 2:7 says, plant your roots in Christ. Do that every morning. Plant your roots in Christ and let him be the foundation for your life. Now, there's one more secret of resilience that we learn from looking to Jesus as our model, and it's this. Number 7, get a small group for support. Get a small group for support. Do you know the first thing Jesus did when he started his ministry? He formed a small group. You see, you were never intended to handle stress by yourself. If I were to ask you to complete this sentence, if you want a job done right, you'd typically say, do it yourself. That's the motto of a perfectionist headed for burnout. If you want a job done right, do it yourself. You can't do every job by yourself. Now, if anybody had a right to say, if you want a job done right, do it yourself. If anybody had a right to say that, it was Jesus. Yet even Jesus knew the power of having a small group for support. And in Mark chapter 3, verse 14, it says he chose 12. That was his small group, designated them apostles that they might be with him. That's the point of a small group. He gathered a small group before starting his ministry. You know, so much of our stress, friends, is self-imposed. We get uptight when we think it all depends on us. It doesn't. God hasn't called you to be the general manager of the universe. Here at Saddleback Church, this church outgrew me decades ago. I could never do it all by myself. From the very start, my goal was to give the ministry away, even preaching. And that's why I have other guest preachers, because I think you need to hear God's word from more than just one voice. God never meant for the church to be a one-man superstar show. Even Jesus needed a small group for support. You remember that when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane before the cross in Matthew 26, verse 38, Jesus said to his disciples, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. That's severe stress. And here's his antidote. Stay here and keep watch with me. Even Jesus needed people to pray with him. Even Jesus needed the support of a small group when he was in a crisis. Why don't we accept help from other people? Well, there's a couple reasons, insecurity and pride. And it is insecurity, it's our own insecurity and our own pride that we don't accept help from others, so we stay stressed out. Here's the secret. Join a small group. If Jesus needed one, you need one. And the fact is, stress is increasing in our culture. So you have to take these 7 intentional steps to counteract it. It's not going to go away. Your life isn't going to get less stressful by accident. It only is going to get less stressful, more manageable, and you're going to have greater resilience if you choose to do these 7 things that Jesus modeled. Now, I want to close by reading again the passage that we started with in Hebrews 12, 1-3. Listen to it again in light of the 7 things that I gave you as a model from Jesus. Here's what Hebrews 12 says. Since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily hinders our progress, and let us run with endurance. You've needed that the last 18 to 20 months. Run with endurance the race that God has set before us. We do this, he's going to give us the answer, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus from start to finish. Jesus was willing to die a shameful death on the cross because of the joy he knew he would be his afterwards. Now he's seated at the place of highest honor besides God's throne in heaven. Then it says this, think about all he endured. When you think you're going through a tough time, think about all the what Jesus endured when sinful people did such terrible things to him so that you don't become weary and give up. You know, I remember many years ago, this is going to date me, when the long-awaited 4th installment of Schwarzenegger's Terminator movie series came out. The 4th of the Terminator movies was called Terminator Salvation. And I remember reading an online review of this many years ago, and the review said this, quote, in Terminator Salvation, most of humanity has been wiped out by a nuclear holocaust. A grown-up John Connors is fighting with the resistance. His adult life is certainly purpose-driven. Now, that caught my attention. This is a movie review. His adult life is certainly purpose-driven. And this rebel with a cause has the weight of the world on his shoulders. You've heard that phrase, I'm sure, many times. We hear that phrase used when people are under intense stress. They had the weight of the world on their shoulders. But you know, friends, the truth is only one person in all of history has ever carried the full weight of the world on his shoulders. It was Jesus. So in closing, I need to mention one more stress reliever that Jesus didn't need because he was the Son of God. What's the 7th or the 8th stress reliever? You need a Savior. You need far more than the model of Jesus. You need that. But you need Jesus himself in your life. You need his presence in your life. You need his power in your life. You need his pardon for your sins. You need his peace in your life. You need his salvation. We've looked at this verse before in this series, Matthew 11, 28, 29, Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke on you, and let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls. You know what that verse is? It's salvation. This is salvation. Are you stressed out? Don't give up. Look up, because Jesus' offer still stands. Come to me. The single greatest source of stress in your life is this, trying to live your life apart from a daily connection to Christ. God is God, and you're not. And when I'm disconnected from Christ, or when you're disconnected from Christ, it causes all kinds of problems, fear, guilt, worry, loneliness. Come back to Christ today. Give him your stress. He's aware of the load you're carrying, and he says, I'll carry it with you. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for not only being a model for stress relief, a mentor for stress relief, but for being the answer to our stress. We need a Savior. If you've never opened your life to Christ, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life right now. I need a Savior. I need your power. Just say that. I need your power. I need your presence. I need your pardon for all the things I've done wrong. And I need your peace in my heart and in my mind. I open my life to your love. I need to not just practice your model, but I need to have a relationship with you. Please save me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, rick@pastorrick.com, and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
Thank you so much for listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We've got some incredible news to share with you. Very generous friends have given a $100,000 matching grant to this ministry. That means all this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the transforming love of Jesus with people around the world will be matched up to $100,000. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
I know I tell you this all the time, but again, I want you to know how much I thank God for you and appreciate your support of Daily Hope. We couldn't do this without your prayers, and we can't do it without your financial gifts. And I know that for many of you, this is a real sacrifice in order to be able to support the ministry of Daily Hope as we take the message of Christ literally around the world into places that nobody else is going to. As you consider your year-end giving, I want to ask you to consider about sending your greatest gift to Daily Hope that you've ever given. You know, the great news is that in this month, your financial gift will be doubled because a generous friend is offering a $100,000 matching grant. And they've challenged all of the rest of us to give as much as we can, and they will match it up to $100,000. That means that every dollar you give to Daily Hope in December, up to $100,000, will be doubled. You give $25, it's like giving $50. And if you give $100, it's like giving $200. And if you're able to give $1,000 or more, it will be doubled. Your generosity, and of course, Christmas is all about the spirit of generosity. God so loved the world that he gave. Your generosity makes this ministry possible. It allows us to reach into refugee camps. It allows us to reach out around the world, overseas. It allows us to reach people who could not ever afford to pay for any discipleship tools or materials. So your donations matter. Let me ask you a personal favor. Don't forget to pray for us during this season. We're praying for you. Let me know that you prayed. It really blesses me to hear from you. I love the letters, the emails, the cards, the stories that come in because it helps me realize we truly are partnering together in this ministry. It's not about me. It's about the Word of God, and it's about what we can do together that none of us could do on our own. We are more effective together. We're better together. Thanks for listening today, everybody, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope. God bless you, and have a great Christmas season.
Any gift you give will be matched by very generous friends up to $100,000. This matching grant is only available until midnight on December 31st, so please contact us today. You can give right now by going to PastorRick.com or by calling 800-600-5004. And we'll say thanks by sending you this year's brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support. And don't forget to tell us you listen to Daily Hope on the radio. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope
and your generous financial support.